Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
It's time to beat Barry.
Not physically. 98FM.
Now, Barry Dunn is a man who thinks he knows a thing or two about music. And to be fair, you absolutely do, right? You've been on the radio scene, the DJ scene for many, many years. But I like to think, you know, I know something about it as well. So this is why every single week here on 98FM, we play Beat Barry. It is the ultimate music quiz. We've got five questions, one from the 90s, noughties, 10s, 20s, and a bonus question at the very end as well to see who knows their stuff about music more. Now, obviously, we need someone to come in as quiz master, make sure things are kept on the road. And that is producer Cahill as well.
Welcome.
Cahill, can you confirm what the points are at the moment?
I think we're 3-0.
That is to Barry.
To who, Cahill, precisely?
Judging
by Leanne's reaction there, Barry is 3 ahead.
Okay.
But dare I say, Leanne could claw it back ahead of Christmas.
Well, she is planning on doing exactly that.
Yeah, so we have five questions, like you say, 90s, noughties, 10s, 20s, and a themed question at the end. And like we say every week, if you're playing along at home, grab your pen and paper and we'll get into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, this is your first clip. It's from the 90s. What a tune.
Wow.
You just heard a few clips there of three Boyzone tracks from the 90s. Which of those was their first to release?
Oh,
I know this.
Oh, dear.
Me and Leanne weren't born.
No. You have to point that out, you see.
Okay, so you had three clips there. Write it down. Lock them in. Clip number two is from the noughties.
California, here we come. Right back to where we started from.
California. What a shame. That's California, 2002 hit from Phantom Planet. It was famous for which TV show?
I actually don't think I do.
Dig into the deep parts of your brain and figure it out. Come on. Our listeners out there definitely know.
Help out here. It's a theme tune, Leanne. So just think of the credits on the television.
Yeah, or the intro. It's one or the other.
If you had TV in Kerry back in the day.
are flying in here today.
Pictures.
Question three is from the tens. Here's the clip.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
This is Moyer's stick.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. We're getting into my territory
now. Yeah.
That's Wiggle, a massive 2014 hit for which singer and rapper? I need both.
Oh.
To get the point, I need both.
How are you doing, Leanne?
I've won for sure.
Yeah, I've definitely got one.
The second will be a guess, I think.
Yeah, so I'd say you have the singer and maybe guess the rapper. We're in the 20s for the next question. Here we go.
Make me feel good. Make me feel nice. Give me your love and all through the night.
That's Make Me Feel Good from Belters Only and Jazzy. According to the song, in what part of the club was Jazzy when she saw the man?
Oh, okay. It's just sing a bit.
For listeners out there, Leanne was mouthing the words. I could see it, the cogs turning in.
Jazzy, if you're listening, I'm drawing a blank on this. Can you WhatsApp us in, please, Jazzy? Let us know.
Don't belt us only.
0877-98-98-98. Jazzy, get in touch. And Barry, as always, you get to pick our theme for our final question. Would you like hello or see ya?
How are you? I'll pick hello.
Hello, great. Leanne, play the clip.
Hello.
What a tune. That's Hello, a big tune for Martin Solveig and Dragonette. In what year was it released?
These are always the sneaky ones.
You're going to have to make an educated guess.
And we are getting some answers now.
This is the bit we pass over the pieces of paper and we both go,
if they can reach.
Okay, we've got it. We have our five questions answered. If you're playing along at home as well, hopefully you do as well. So we will see how we get on.
Leanne, we were in the 90s for the first clip. This was it. I love the music video for that one.
For a reason, let the reason be love.
Okay, you just heard clips of three Boyzone tracks from the 90s. Which of those was their first to be released?
Barry has said Love Me For A Reason.
And Leanne has said Love Me For A Reason.
Both correct.
Yes. You what thought I was going to say Picture You because that's kind of the more obvious one. Yeah. No, I watched
that
documentary. Although
that is my favourite one. Question two is from the noughties.
California, here we come. Right back where we started from.
Leanne's face is nervous. Leanne, that's California, a 2002 hit from Phantom Planet. It was famous for which TV show?
Barry has said The OC.
And Leanne originally wrote down Malcolm in the Middle, scrubbed it out, and now hasn't replaced it with anything at all.
No, I know.
Because she knows I'm correct.
The OC, of course. Has to be The OC. Question three is from the tens. Here's the clip. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. What a tune.
What a tune.
And I remember it so well coming out. That's Wiggle, a massive 2014 hit for which singer and rapper? I needed both answers.
Okay, so Barry has said Jason Derulo and Snoop Dogg.
Leanne also said Jason Derulo, but Sway Lee?
Yeah.
Oh no, Barry Dunn is correct.
Yes! This is not going well.
This man knows his music. This was B. Barry.
Dogg. I can't even picture. Like, I can't hear him in my head.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Yeah,
is that him doing that?
Yeah.
Stop. Right.
Absolutely.
That's new information for me
today.
New
information. Well, we're in the 20s for the next question. Here's the clip.
Make me feel good.
You said you knew this one.
I'm reading Barry's answer and that's why I'm laughing.
Because that's where everybody meets people these days.
Which is true, but I don't always write.
That was Make Me Feel Good from Belters Only and Jazzy. According to the song, in what part of the club was Jazzy when she saw the man?
So Barry has said the smoking area.
And Leanne has said somewhere near the bar, but maybe she came back afterwards.
Leanne,
after the smoking
can
area.
You reveal?
It's somewhere near the bar.
Yeah, it's somewhere near the bar. So that is another point for Leanne. Leanne, you can draw this up here.
Okay.
It's 3-2. Barry, you got to pick the theme for the final question. You picked Hello over Sia, and this was the clip.
I just came to say hello.
Do you remember the tennis match in the video? It was a tennis match in the music video. It was incredible.
Oh.
Anyway, that's Hello, a big tune for Martin Solveig and Dragonette. In what year was it released?
Barry has said 2012.
And Leanne has said, I know Leanne's definitely more out than I am on this. Leanne has said 2016.
Out as in wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, I think you're more wrong.
Yeah, you're more wrong.
Are we both wrong?
It's 2010.
Ah. Oh.
And Barry had that written down.
Did I?
You did, and you scribbled it out.
Oh, no.
You have to listen to
intuition. That's a count for half a point.
And you have to listen to Barry Gloat for one more week. Barry Dunn takes the win.
Well done, Barry.
Thanks, Leanne.
We'll try again next week, I guess.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
So you might remember yesterday on the show, we were having a chat about a specific Christmas film, Die Hard. Because there is a new poll out that has kind of settled a debate that comes around each year at this time of year. Is it a Christmas film or not? According to this recent poll, the people are saying no. 44% of people say it shouldn't be considered a festive film. 17% still decided. And funny enough, 5% of those surveyed say that it is the best festive film in their opinion. Now, I did make the confession yesterday morning that I had never seen Die Hard. So obviously, I wanted to get in on the debate. You know, I wanted to weigh in with my opinion, which meant I had to watch it. And that I did last night. Sat there, 2 hours, 12 minutes, watched the whole thing, right? Now, if you've never seen it, well, essentially, this is what it is.
Approximately 2 hours ago, an unidentified group of men seized control of the Nakatomi building, sealing off all entrances and exits.
It's an action thriller movie. It's very good. Before I give you my verdict on whether or not it is a Christmas movie, in my opinion, I will state and confess it does have Christmas references like this.
Hey, Lincoln 30 to dispatch.
8L30, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a wild goose chase over here at Nakatomi Plaza. Everything here is okay.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
So you got your Christmas jingles, your Christmas music in it as well. This is another Christmas reference.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
And of course, to note the iconic one-liners that come from it too.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay.
It's a great film, but is it a Christmas film? Well, I have made my decision that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie. Okay, and hear me out on this, right? Because I think that there are certain elements that need to be in a Christmas film. The perfect Christmas movie needs to be a heartwarming story, needs to be family friendly, and maybe a tearjerker as well. Now, that one is optional, okay? I don't think any of those apply to Die Hard. For me, this is merely a movie that is set at Christmas time. So technically, it doesn't qualify as a Christmas movie, okay? There are other examples of films that you only watch at Christmas, like Wallace and Gromit, The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins. And this is just another one to the list. It's just a film people watch at Christmas. It's not a Christmas movie, in my opinion.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.